The Fan. On demand. Go to fan590.com and sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights.
Everybody in this city is more than familiar with the name Trish Stratus. The former WWE diva has turned her business attention now to a yoga studio. Stratosphere is celebrating its one-year anniversary, and Trish Stratus is joining me now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you know, I've got to ask you the first question, get it out of the way, because everybody's wondering, what is life post-WWE been like for you?
Well, I thought as a WWE superstar that you really couldn't get any busier. I was wrong. As an entrepreneur slash yogi slash traveler slash television personality, it's busier.
So now you opened the yoga studio. You're coming up to a year on that. I know I've seen you on at least one television show, so you've been busy doing some TV.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
How's that going?
Good. I did another show. It's called Stratosphere. It happens to be what I'm calling just about everything I do right now.
I hope you have the rights to that name, right?
Oh, shoot. No. Absolutely. Yeah, that was a travel show where I traveled all over the world and got to do adventures that I'd never done before. So I was in Iceland and Norway and India, sword fighting and paragliding and really fun stuff like that. So that was the beginning approximately a year ago. I was opening my yoga studio, I was building a new house and doing a travel show. And a year later now, I am done the travel show, which is on Travel and Escape, and I am celebrating my one-year anniversary.
Now, how are things going with the yoga studio?
Excellent. It's going really well. It's, you know, I'm really lucky to have the hug and the love of the Canadian media, and you guys have been really great about letting everyone know that Stratosphere is there for everybody to increase their wellness. And I think more people are actually getting into yoga. Just they realize it's not only a great workout, but it's not a trendy workout that's going to go away. It's been around for 5,000 years, and in this busy, busy time, people need it for either, you know, as their workout, but also just to escape from their day.
I know that you guys are doing something that will appeal to many of our listeners. It has something to do with specialized yoga classes for golf.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing because I constantly preach about, I swear, yoga is for everyone. And it's one of these things where I'll tell you, it really is. I mean, even golfers. I actually, you know, I've done a lot of golf tournaments. And I recently got asked to do, you know, quite a bit for this coming season. And I thought, you know, usually I kind of just sit in the cart. This year, let's go ahead and let's see where I'm at with my swing. So I went and got a golf lesson, and he was sort of like, so you're not really a golfer, you have a fantastic swing. And I was like, great. And I realized a lot of the things that I apply on my yoga mat, I was applying to the greens. And that's everything from, you know, the minute you go to take a pose, you do the balance, you stop, you focus, and then you need that sort of concentration. Well, you do the same thing when you go to swing, the balance from one leg to the other. The twisting action is the obvious one, and it was interesting. So I actually developed a pro golfer. He brought his golf expertise. I brought my yoga expertise, and we developed a sequence that golfers can do. And you know, I always say it's going to improve your game, but I hate to say preachy-like, but you will also, you know, improve your life by just applying yoga in your everyday routine.
What difference has yoga made in your life?
Oh, it's just been so, it's allowed me to keep this crazy pace. It really allows me to balance everything. You know, it's kind of like taking a power nap from your day, you know, when you can close everything off for just an hour and just be, you know, have some you time. It's so important, and I think that's really the only way I've been able to keep up this frenetic pace.
Now, I have this image of people walking into the yoga studio and just totally freaking out when they see you in there. Do people ever get intimidated? I would think the men especially would be, oh my gosh, it's Trish Stratus.
Well, Barb, you know my personality.
I know, you're so easygoing. No, seriously, you're such an approachable person. I know that. But it's got to be weird having Trish Stratus teach a class.
To be honest, there's a lot of that. I get a lot of that. Like, they walk in and they're like, oh. You're actually here, and I think people figure it's going to be my name attached to something, but yoga truly is something that is part of my life, and, you know, I think really, like, yeah, whether they see me at the front desk or I'm, like, you know, puffing up the pillows in the lounge, they're like, so you're actually here, and you're going to be in my class next to me. Oh, that's kind of neat. So, yeah, it just definitely is a little bit of a surprise on some people's face.
And do you teach a lot of the classes?
I do a lot of the workshops. I have a roster of 10 different instructors. So we have all different, because I have three different studios, all running all different types of classes at all times of the day. So I have different instructors who are all great, special specializing in each different kind of yoga. So from Pilates to gentle yoga to Ashtanga yoga to Budokan, which is a martial arts yoga. And I'm still learning. I'm still a student as well. So I still, maybe it's a little selfish of me. I like to just kind of hop in the classes. But I do specialty workshops, and I kind of hold almost like a special event.
Who is your main clientele, and who would you like to see start joining?
My main clientele, definitely women. I would say, 20 to 45 is sort of what we see a lot in the studio. As of late, we have a surprisingly rising number of men, which I'm so glad to see, because in order to get the guys in, I had a yoga for guys who like fries class. And then people kind of had to go, okay, good, I'm not going to be twisted up in a pretzel. I don't need to be the super fit guy. I can go in there and get a lot out of this class. And so that started to draw the guys in. But what I'm also seeing is that guys are actually doing the classes and literally seeing a result in the sports they play, in the crazy, stressful job that they have. They're actually liking that they can come with their wife, and they're both getting a workout. And I think they realize it actually is a really great workout. You just have to find the right class, and you'll get what you want out of it. So I'm seeing a rising number of guys come in with the yoga for golfers. Hopefully, and more than likely, we'll see a lot more. But it's really great sequence. And I think, if they come in tomorrow and just check it out, they'll be impressed. And I guarantee, a satisfaction is guaranteed if they try this and their game will improve.
Okay, you mentioned tomorrow. Now, you're having an open house. Tell everyone about it.
We have an open house tomorrow, so we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary from 12 till 2, and I'm going to demonstrate for the very first time the world premiere of this golf sequence. So I'll be demoing the sequence. People can take what they can from it and even apply it to their game probably next weekend with this nice weather. And lots of snacks, and Planet Organic's been really great. They've donated their some wonderfully healthy and nutritious and delicious snacks, and it should be a fun time.
Now, we've been to a couple of wrestling events in Toronto, and you have made special appearances, and it has been so great. What's that like for you, just making a quick appearance?
I love it. I love that WWE is still my family, and I love that the fans still consider me, part of the family. And it's interesting because people always say, are you, do you miss it? And I think I'm lucky that I still get these little tastes every so often. I get to go and, kick some butt in front of 20,000 people every couple months. And it's a good fix, so I love it. I still love what I that was obviously what I loved doing. And to go back and get the same welcome is very, very lovely.
That's great. Now, is there a website where people can find out more about Stratosphere Yoga?
Yes, stratosphereyoga.com.
Awesome. Good luck with tomorrow. Good luck with the golf stuff. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Hopefully. We'll see you maybe at the yoga studio doing some downward dogs with me.
All right. I'll give it a shot. Thanks, Trish.
Thanks, Barb.